This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. On the heels of a record-setting end-of-year snowpack, California expects yet another drought year, which drove many cattle producers to cull their herds due to limited feed supply. California Cattlewomen's past president, Sheila Bowen, says producers had to sacrifice with little reward.
They're good stewards, and they know when to make that tough decision to cull the herd. Consequently, we know that prices were high in the grocery stores, but those prices were not trickling down to the rancher. Last year, our prices were lower than they had been in years.
USDA data shows beef retail prices increased more than 20% from the beginning of 2020 to 2021. While the industry saw disruptions like COVID, the packing plant fire, and drought,
retail prices went up in 2020 and 2021 at about 10% each year. So way faster than the rate of inflation.
Cattle Facts's Kevin Good says producers could see a bigger check in the future as they gain leverage with shorter supply.
Now, as we look at this year and probably again next year, more than likely you've already pushed prices at retail about as stout as you can short term. So we would envision those prices to be flatter. At the same time as you get into tighter supplies, the cattle producer gets a bigger piece of the pie. He just gains leverage compared to the packing segment.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.